Chapter 25, Prayer. I am conscious of something within me that plays before my soul and is as a light dancing in front of it. Were this brought to steadiness and perfection in me, it would surely be eternal life, St. Augustine. But I think thine horse would sooner con an oration than thou learn a prayer without a book, Shakespeare. Man has come to think of prayer as a formula printed in a book or given him by some spiritual leader. Prayer is the upgush of God in your heart. You do not need words with which to pray, only the fervent recognition of the presence. Words are futile and worthless, empty, and of no avail as compared to the inner recognition of the Lord and Master. This you can do without lessons on how to pray. The Master said, when ye pray, believe, not with intensity, that ye receive, and it shall be so. What simplicity and how natural! When the Lord hath spoken within the midst of thee, then he will speak audibly through your temple so that you can hear and do. In the revelation, everything is a reversal of the human thought or belief. It finally reveals to man that the illusion of human creation is nothing but the pictures cast on the ethers, which are disintegrated as fast as they form. Virgil says, he who sings thy praise secures his own. He who recognizes the one secures his own oneness and experiences the things that are neither seen nor heard, nor yet thought of, but which are all established. The human mind does not want a healed world. It protests that it does, but not being able to imagine a state of life wherein the old pair of opposites is not present, it continues to need its evil in order to display its good. A healer with office, telephone, and time on her hands was surprised when it was wonderful that she had no patients. Isn't that what she had been treating for all the time? To know there is no evil? Now that she had arrived at a place where no evil was brought into her presence, she should have felt successful. But she protested, what about my telephone and office rent? This above all, to thine own self be true, then it will follow. That is about it. Are you after the loaves and fishes or after me? Do you imagine you can fool God while you're fooling man about your desire to do good? When you see one who is so anxious to do good, what must be the natural deduction? Are you anxious to do good? Why? You can brush disease from the temple with the same ease you brush dust away. Do you hear? Are you following me or are you trying to? When will you, without taking thought, come to me? Disregard all the thought patterns which make the coming utterly impossible. You can experience the quickening right now. It is all so possible as you are now as you read these lines, experiencing the presence as something real and tangible instead of a nebulous idea in mind. As I am recording this, you are feeling it. We are at the point of agreement. We are touching the consciousness of Jesus Christ, even as the woman in the crowd touched his consciousness and caused the virtue or manifestation to take place. Now, are you hearing? Past and future are now. All I write in the past and all you read in the future are now, here in the mind of God. Do you begin to see? Quote, when we pray, we should open our heart to God like a fish when it sees a wave coming. Unquote. Written by Vianney. A day comes when the puny heartbeat, struggling against the load of thought and beliefs of a human mind, catches the heartthrob of God. From then on, new life, new manifestation takes place. Things transpire that are beyond explanation. The extension of the senses opens as a fan of light. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This is secret doctrine. Can you imagine the fierce heartbeats of Jesus when he decided to descend to the place of thinking and let the vicious, murderous thought of man be loosed upon him? From the human point of view, the struggle must have been terrific. Once, for a brief moment, he thought to abandon it, but remembered, "And he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels." At that memory, he knew the moment he made his contact with the One, the whole picture of human suffering would disappear. But yet the heart of him beat terrifically until he again caught the throb of the heart of God and ascended in consciousness. So with you, the moment you recognize the One, the puny heartbeat will become one with the throbbing heartbeat of God, and you will experience oneness with the pulsation of the universe. You will partake of some of the things Jesus could not tell you in Jerusalem because you were not ready to hear them. Now it can be told. Now it can be whispered into the heart of you, and you can appropriate the gift of Jesus Christ, catching the heart throb of God.